frequencies, Spidey.
He got the Nextel.
We got Spidey here, y'all. He got a Prime Cool. He got the frequencies tripping. He got the I ain't seen a Prime Cool in years. You got British Knights too? You gotta have the old get up. What up, y'all? Real quick. We wanna touch on something real quick. We wanna touch on the events that happened in Newton, Connecticut. So I just ask, whatever you're doing right now, let's just bow our heads right quick. We're not gonna say a prayer on the air, but just give us a moment of silence, you know, for the people that, for those kids and those families that were tragically hurt last Friday.
I got kids.
Thank you. So let's flip that. We back. I got kids though, you know. Yeah, so that's a touchy.
We don't want really want to get too much.
Even if I don't have kids, you know, that's just
even if I ain't got kids.
We don't really want to get too much into it because it's been talked about a whole lot. Not said we shouldn't touch it, but we all know what we should do as a community, you know, to try to prevent that. But you know, it was a devilish act, you know, straight up, and those families.
Selfish act, too.
Yeah, those families. My heart goes out to y'all. I have a 4-year-old. We have kids. Everybody, you know, apparently knows how we feel about the situation. It's just, you know, it's sad. You know, everybody be like, everybody want to investigate. Everybody want to talk about what could you prevent to get from it being done. It's done, though. You know, and that's to those families. My heart goes out to those families.
Right. And that's from Pitcher Pants, Team Pitcher Pants, and that's how what he just said reflects the whole team's view indeed on that whole thing. With that being said, though, you know, we're going to try to switch this up a little bit.
Put smiles on y'all faces.
You know what I'm saying?
You dig?
Ladies, we got a treat for y'all today. We got a treat for y'all. I see the Twitter blowing up talking about I can't sing. Y'all just don't know. I can sing. I just prefer to sing country music. You remember we used to have our group?
Yeah, we had a group.
We had a group, Armani Four. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
I need a spot.
But look, ladies, we got a real singer for y'all right now in the building. One of the hottest singers in the city right now. Why don't you go ahead and tell me a little something?
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy T3.
We got T3 in the building, y'all.
Talk like a singer.
Look,
talk like a singer.
Hey, the words came off his tongue so angelic. Hey, ladies,
it's T3.
Because
it's like he breathing and talking at the same time.
I hope my girlfriend not listening. You better not be listening.
Like, it's like, you know, hey, ladies, exhaling and talking. What's up, y'all? You know,
why don't you hit him with a little something right quick? A little something.
You remind me of a girl that I once knew. See a face whenever I look at you. Wouldn't believe all of the things she put me through. And this is why I just can't get with you.
All right.
Translation. Yeah.
Ladies, look, y'all get on the phone line right now. Y'all call us.
That.
All right, go ahead. Tell her. What happened?
Like that song. All right, go you ahead. Remind me of this little chick from round away that mess clean old me cheating with the nigga round the corner.
Right.
And that's why I can't even rock with you, because you a dog looking. You look like you're a dog.
All right.
I think that's what he said.
That's what he said.
Sound like a remix to me.
I don't know if that what T3 really meant.
That's not what T3 meant. He just sung the song. He just sung it. I can't put it on that, man.
Ladies, I need y'all to call in right now, 504-865-3635. We got T3 in the building. What up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all doing?
We doing real good, man. Thank you for coming. Drop by Pitcher Pants Radio. You know what I'm saying? We've been having some good people. We've been having some good people in the building in the past few weeks. I like this. This like, good. This like, this, I like it like sugar milk. I like it like sugar milk.
Boy, that's bad.
Sugar milk.
That's sugar milk.
Hey, do girls with diabetes have sugar milk come out their titties? Oh. I don't know, but look, we're
that's crazy.
We'll see later.
We gonna Google that one.
We gonna definitely Google that one. But up, T, what's popping on your end, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm just spreading some holiday chill with everybody. You know, going out to all the families. You know, supporting anybody that need help this holiday season. Schools, children, the people, the homeless people, homeless shelters, helping everybody out, man.
Okay,
just a lot of
that's love. That's love. And you know what? just to piggyback off that a little bit, the It Society will be going around. If y'all interested in the It Society and what they have going on, y'all can tweet at Boys Eat Cookies, and she'll give you more information about it. She has more information about it than me. But they're going to be going around Saturday morning from 11 to 1 to nursing homes and stuff like that, passing out cards to people in the nursing homes. You know, just lighting up their spirits, bringing kids around to speak to them, you know, dressing kids up like elves. I think that's kind of down bad. But, you know... But that's cool, though, you know, just putting cheer on these people's faces. So if y'all interested in that, y'all please tweet at Boys Eat Cookies, and she'll respond to you guys with information about that. But that's cool. Teacher, so that's what you got going on, man.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, that's what I got going on right now, besides my project that I'm working on.
And with that, what is that project?
I got the project Candlelight in Paradise coming up.
Okay.
I'm dropping my single this January, so y'all be looking out for that. It's called Walk Away.
Walk Away.
I'm going to keep y'all posted on that.
So Walk Away is the single?
Walk Away is the single.
And we definitely going to play it.
Candlelight in Paradise is the name of the project, but Walk Away is the single.
Candlelight in Paradise. I like that. That's nice. It's
so, all right. Is it going to be like a lot of like love songs, or are you just telling the story on this album, on this tape?
On this project, is very different. It's all original. It's bringing back that old school feel. Mm-hmm. Not too old. You gotta stay urban.
Right.
But it's most definitely talking about relationships. It's talking about love. It's talking about, you know, just personal problems, things that people can relate to, because if somebody can relate to you, then they gonna love you.
All right. We got a caller. Let's see what the caller's talking about. Thank you for calling. You live with Team Pitcher Pants on Pitcher Pants Radio. Who we speaking with?
Man, it's James, man. What's that, man?
What up, James? What, James?
Man, that's the James out of the six, man. Mario Lapata, man.
Oh, the James out of the six. My bad, James out of the six. What's that with you, James?
I'm chilling, man. It's Mario Lapata, man. You hear me? What's that with y'all, dawg?
We good. We cooling, man. Pitcher Fans Radio, we live with T3 Music right now, man. He up here singing to the ladies and stuff like that.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's Mario Butler.
Yeah. Baby busting that. Come on.
You know, I'm just calling to tell y'all doing y'all thing, dog. You know, supporting Team Fisher Pants, dog.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate that. Respect, man. You coming out to Lab and Sip tomorrow?
Man, you already know I'm in there, man.
Oh, man. Well, come on. That's what it is. Come on.
Come on. Bring everybody.
Y'all
come on.
Keep doing y'all thing, though, dog. Y'all going to make it, dog, for real, dog.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, bro. Thank you for calling, man.
All right.
That'd be easy.
Yes, indeed, man.
Come on. Six-wall, man. Come on.
Jam out of six-wall.
Six-wall, come on.
Shout out to Jam out of six-wall. I really don't know what James it is.
I know about a buku of them.
It's like, you know,
Lil James. Big James.
I'm Mario Bonner. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, we got another caller, man.
He calling back.
See, man, that would have me have an R&B singer in the building. Pitch Your Pants Radio. You're live with Team Pitch Your Pants. Who we speaking with?
Jerome, man. What's
happening
with y'all, man?
What up, Jerome?
I'm chilling, man. What's good with y'all, man?
I'm cool with it, bro. Where you calling from, Jerome?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, man.
Oh, man, that's love right there, man.
What's good with y'all, man?
Here chilling, speaking with T3 right now, man. One of the hottest R&B singers in the game right now, man. What you got going on?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Just chilling, man. Trying to see what it do, man. You
chilling?
This chilling, man. This is what I call it.
Come on. This is chilling. Come on.
Say, Jerome, we about to change your name to Chilling.
I'm just chilling. Hey, I'm just chilling.
Hey, y'all got, who y'all with? Who with y'all?
What you mean?
Like who's on the radio with y'all?
Oh, right now we got T3 Music, one of the hottest R&B singers in the city of New Orleans right now. He got a project coming out called Candlelights in Paradise. Something you can ride with your lady with, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So he's singing right now?
Well, he ain't singing right now because we talking to Chill. But
chilling.
He going to be singing later. Well, he sung a little something to get it kicked off. All
right. I don't want to sing too much and take my girl. You know what
I'm saying? Right.
Well, turn the video off. Turn it off. I'm sorry. Y'all don't want your girl to hear nothing that's coming from over here. Turn your radio off.
For real. I end up here at my girl house. I don't want that.
Be in the closet singing like Drake. Cause for the rose.
That's gonna be our next
kid. I want to be trapped in the closet.
What kind of level you on here? R. Kelly or
Be honest with you. I don't want to put him in a category because, homie, he unique in his own right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to put him in a category. I just want him to grow legs on his own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Yeah,
y'all
so
definitely
like,
gonna hit
the
music on Fish Your Pants Radio though.
Yeah,
the
most
single
definitely,
drop.
Most definitely.
Tell
we
the name of the single.
If you listen to this, what you got?
The name of the single is called Walk Away. It's coming out this January, so be looking out for that.
So definitely, we gonna be hearing it from that from Fish Your Pants Radio, and then we gonna play one of his songs in a little bit. Yeah. So if you listen by probably at 6:20, we gonna play one of his songs.
Okay. Cause is he like the old R. Kelly, like the new,
young. Nah, he
definitely. Man, I got some of all that.
He said he got some of all that, though.
It's R. Kelly. Does R. Kelly make you feel some type of way or something?
Yeah, like, you know, I really
want to
come out the closet, you know.
Oh! Trap in the closet.
This ain't the place.
Trap in the
closet. This ain't Funky Butt Radio. Next caller.
Jerry. But we about to get back into this interview. But thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate you.
Young
oh, man, just lady. Like that, man.
Come on.
He was chilling too hard.
Chilling. My name Chilling.
I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying. Just chilling.
Jerome chilling in the A, man. You got to watch
calling
it, bro.
Jerome, man.
Oh, man. So, back to the interview, man. We're talking about the album.
Ladies, if y'all want to know something about...
Damn, we got another caller.
If y'all need to know anything about Dude, please don't feel afraid. Call up. He's not going to bite
yes,
my check.
Yes,
not yet.
Hold on. Let me see what we got. Thank you for calling Pitcher Pants Radio. You live with Team Pitcher Pants.
Live from Bethesda-Stuyvesant, the livest one. It's Young Joke and Brandon on the line, man.
There he is.
What up, Brandon?
You coming straight out the cereal box.
Yeah. The livest one.
Yeah, bro, what it do? Shouts out to Team Pitcher Pants in the building.
Man, Team Pitcher Pants, we up here live with T3 Music right now. Hey, Brady, I know you be liking to do your thing with the ladies, you know what I'm saying? For some reason, all our female fans are always asking about Brady, right?
Yeah.
But we got T3 in the building. He an R&B singer, bro. I think he trying to take your spot, B.
Y'all know he ain't rocking with me. Y'all already know how I be rocking with the bullshit. Y'all already know how I be getting down with the rap and all that. Don't get me started out here.
Brady gonna beat on his chest and rap it.
Right on the tip.
Who you think why the beat get it from? I've been doing this since 84.
Yeah.
I've been popping it off.
And you was born in 88.
Popping it
off. Oh, yeah, man, I start singing right now. Shit, bro, we really got fans out here, dog.
And we appreciate them, too. We got listeners right now.
Lady stopped me in the street today. I was in Gentilly, bro. Uh-huh. Lady stopped me in the street and said, Team, put your pants is in the building. I said, what? I said, you know who I am? I don't know who all y'all
what she work at? What she work at, son?
What she work at?
Put on blast.
I think the little chick named Christine, because she work at the section.
I'm going to see her. I got my number. I got a number.
She work at Hano?
No, I'm
not from New Orleans. I'm from a little town outside of New Orleans called Kenner.
He's from the Kenner City in Louisiana.
I don't know too much about you, New Orleans lingo and the things that you guys do.
That boy talking that stuff. He went to St. O.
Yeah, I went to St. Augustine. Yeah, man. So you tell homie we're going to do a concert. We're going to put something together.
Yeah, bro. Show. Y'all can do the first R&B battle.
Yeah, dude. Because I don't know if y'all ain't told him, but he better heard. Yeah. I've been doing this. Pimpin' is a lie.
I got one of the best singles in the city of New Orleans right now, man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. That's just like that.
That's tipsy.
Just like that. We're about to play that.
Can you teach me how to talk like that? Please.
You say he one of the best singers in the world?
He one of them.
Sure, but you better run my social security, bro. I'm the best singer.
Check my
dinner. I'm one of the best singers in this southern region right now. I'm about to get on a national level in a few more months.
Well, look, B.
My food stamp card clear on
everything. Word.
Well, B, you about to get back into this interview, man.
You can use your food stamp card in any state. Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I'm clear for every state that we going to when I perform.
Right, because, see, we be needing lunch and meat on our bus.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
But look, Brady.
Y'all need to go to McDonald's and get that holiday pie. Oh, my God.
No.
Oh,
my God. Fat boy tweet.
This boy is a fine food connoisseur. He said, y'all got to get that holiday pie. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They got a sweet potato pie and a holiday pie. It's to die for you.
He like the fast food Andrew Zimmerman.
That's what's up.
Brady, thank you for calling in, baby. We're about to get back to this interview.
Hey, what time is the show for tonight?
We are kicking off at 7 o'clock. We about to head over there. That's why we trying to get this interview popping.
All right, I'm gonna try to see y'all tonight, dog.
All right, you know you be having Bible study, but we gonna get you.
Most definitely.
I know, I'll have him.
All right, baby. Team Pitch Your Pants. That was Joke and Brady, man. Team Pitch Your Pants official, man. Before we go any further with the interview, though, I want to give a shout out to Tiani Model Management. They did a write up on.
I saw that.
On, you seen the write up?
Yeah.
Shout out to the write up, a real dope write up on the Ultimate Comedy Show that we did Friday. Like, it was a real good write up, an honest write up, no bias.
You gotta do the key sweat.
So here we go.
Yeah, baby. What's up? Y'all tuned in to Team Pitch Your Pants Radio. How y'all doing? This is Wesley, Wine Cooler West. What's up?
Yo, what's up, dude?
Never mind.
Who we speaking with? You live with Team Pitch Your Pants.
This is SD, baby.
Who this?
SD.
SD?
Yeah.
Which SD?
SD. That's my singing name, I think.
Oh, you sing?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on, homie?
What you got for us, SD?
Slick Daddy?
I'm cool. No, memory.
Oh, man. Oh, like an SD memory card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember every hole that I've been with, I remember.
Sound like Bum Quisha.
Yeah.
Right, so what's going on, big homie?
Nothing, man. I heard y'all had a singer in there. And I just wanted to see, I've been trying to get signed like about 30 years now. And I just want to see how he got signed. And, yeah.
Well, look, you can call us right back in a few minutes.
All right.
SD. So, look, y'all. All right, we're going to let my man introduce this song right here. It's one of the hottest songs to come out of City New Orleans since it's been a while. But let him know what we got.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, T3. Right now, y'all about to listen to the number one single in your city, New Orleans. Tipsy, Shorty featuring your boy, T3. Let's get it.
And here we go, y'all. Team Pitch Your Pants, Pitch Your Pants Radio, pitchyourpants.com.
I got my drink, what it do, baby? My cup, everybody got the hands.
It's your boy, yo, shorty.
I'm VIP, in this club.
And I'm looking for a sexy lady tonight.
Everybody showing me love, and I'm like,
my way through this club, and I'm searching for a cutie pie. Point her out, point her out, point her out. My name's Shorty and I really wanna get to know ya. You so fine, make it to throw some dollars on ya. This drink talking bartender, so I need to stop. But she got my heart about to stop.
Red Fox.
I proceed with caution, I'm bossing. From the way that she talking, I'm all in. Love the way that she walking, no stalking. And I know that I got her now, homie, she falling.
I got my drink in my cup. Everybody got their hands up.
Your name on it. You were the winner, so your man is probably lame and phony. Sexy dime piece with a nice frame on it. You are major, so I wanted to bring the pain on it. On my way to the crib, girl, you can stay. She acting out a role well, I ain't finna play. I can make it come faster, I'm delayed. Now it's time to get it on. Good times, nice laughs over white wine. Everything that I'm saying, I show you I ain't lying. You all mine and your dude, he can start flying. Beyonce got you ready, now it's game time. Dessert.
Everybody got their hands up.
Yeah.
tonight, then she'll be leaving with Shorty. With Shorty. Porn her out. Where she at? Porn her out. Where she at? Porn her out. Where she at? Porn her out. There she go. Porn her out. Where she at? Porn her out. Where she at? Porn her out. Where she at? Porn her out. There she go.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy T3. Right now, I'm chilling with my homies on Piss Your Pants Radio and PissYourPants.com.
Yeah, 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 yo, that's how we getting it, man. PissYourPants.com, all the way officially, man. The lines was blowing up while the song was playing. So everybody that called us, y'all, please call back. We're going to get y'all on the line right now, man. What up, G? We got Uncle G-Mall in the building. Y'all know how he
good,
get down. We got G, we got Mario P, we got Juan Cooler West. We got our DJ Spider in the building, man.
Come on.
And, we just having a good time up here, man. So please, please call back if y'all was on the line. We're going to get y'all through real quick. So we were talking in the break while the song was playing. We was talking about how that song came about. Let everybody know about that because y'all shot the video in downtown L.A.
Yeah, that's right.
What was that like? What was that experience like?
Man, it was amazing, bro. To actually just go somewhere outside of New Orleans, outside of Louisiana. Outside the South, it was just amazing. It was just the experience and just a chance to just get out and say, well, man, this is what outside of home looked like.
Right.
I mean, the people out there, good people. The weather was great. Food was great. Everything was just
so
great.
So, but all right, I got all that part. But how was it? How did y'all adapt to the fanfare from this single that had been running in your city, in your hometown, and when you went somewhere different to see that people was loving it other places as well? How did that feel? Like, what was the feeling? Can you explain that?
It's really you can never explain how it feel for, you know, somebody outside of where you're from to actually enjoy your music and appreciate your music and your sound.
Right.
So it's words can't really explain that.
Right. Man, that's the same thing. And I know our stuff was on a more different level than y'all's. Like, y'all, it's the R&B song. We had our videos, comedy, but it was like that. Like, and I know what you're saying. Like, saying it's a good feeling. No matter what you do,
it's very humbling.
It's a lot of people gonna hate it.
Right. A lot of people gonna hate it.
But at the same time, like, we was on the road, dawg, and like, we was in outside of Jackson, Mississippi, and people was like, well, y'all the boys from the video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was dope, you know what I'm saying? That whole feeling is like, it's a great feeling.
Even
so
when you're down here, you get that.
I tell you, never take that for granted. Right. You know, I'm even saying, love in the city, like, but you know, when remember
the
point of
people finding out, people be like, oh man, that's you. I didn't know that was you.
Right.
Just that feeling is like, man, you know, you like, really
I like it better like that when you catch people off guard.
Right.
Yeah. Because exactly. It grasps.
Right.
You know,
and they show that, and it's like, okay, he's trying to do something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And not trying to do something that's good.
Man, I was in the mall. And a girl walked up, she was like, oh girl, that boy right there, that's the boy from Tipsy. Ooh, that's my song right there.
Yeah.
I was like, dang.
Twerk.
I was like, oh.
Twerk a fool, right? Twerk. You hurt.
Come on.
But that's what it is though, bro. And so as far as like what motivated that whole song? Like, would you consider that a favorite of yours that you've done?
Yeah,
like,
that was actually the first club hook that I ever did.
Right.
Because I knew that I was going to need something that was going to catch the attention of the club besides R&B. Right. R&B is a hard feel. But then when you have an actual club hit, an actual single that everybody liked, because a single
is
just something that's catchy. It's crazy. Yeah, you know, so I just was like, man, look, I need that. And then when I got it, it just took off.
But well, that's what's up, man. I wish you much success and congratulate you on that.
We gotta give him a laugh and sip, though.
Definitely, definitely, you can come sing through a laugh and sip, man. He sung at one of our comedy shows before.
Yeah?
At Nola's Finest.
Come on.
Him and, what's it, Renee? Ashley Renee. They were singing in the front part, and we was in the back doing our comedy show. And so
shout out to Ashley Renee.
Yeah.
Shout out to Team Renee. Shout out to Dream Management, your boy Young Shorty, KOC Cloud 9.
Right.
Triple Threat, the whole team. Shout out to New Orleans, Q93 boy. Shout out to everybody.
Right, man.
That's love right there, man.
What you can any advice you would give up and coming home? You know, I'm not trying to put you on a spot like that, but you know, you're accomplishing things, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hard feel, like you say what you're doing. So can you give any advice to up-and-coming R&B artists?
The advice that I would give to anybody that's trying to do music, be yourself,
right.
Be original, never give up, and just work harder than everybody else. That's
right.
The main thing.
Right.
You have to show that you want it. Like,
Separate yourself.
Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone.
Right.
You know, that'll be different.
That's
what's up, man.
Word.
We appreciate having you. I know you about to stick around for the rest of the show.
Hold on. This is Uncle G-Mo. Let me tell y'all about the story about how I figured out who T3 Music was. I'm at the Hornets game, you dig? I work at the Dome, so I snuck in there. If my supervisor's listening, disregard that. But I went at him and I saw him singing to a lady, you heard me? He was just singing to some random fan, you feel me? So I just kept walking, you dig? I ain't wanna mess up his hustle. Then I walked back, I'm like, dude, you sing, bro? Like, yeah, man, I got that Tipsy song. Like, oh, man, dude, you performed at the Nolan Hip Hop Awards, you heard me? And he was like, wait, you
team
Piss Your Pants.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, now it's crazy who you meet, you dig?
Yeah.
In all the little small places you don't never expect to meet people, you dig?
Hey, man,
no, and the rest is history on the show now.
This is what you call the future. You know what I'm saying? This is what you call the future. From R&B to comedy. I love working with everybody. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Know that.
All right, well, a couple of us got to head out. Me, Wine Cooler West, Mark Caesar, and Stinson.
Y'all
AKA
can come catch us. Y'all come on, get y'all Bill Cosby on. We about to go over to Santa Fe Tapas, and we about to do the Bill Cosby's in the comedy show, man. Team Fish and Pants. Y'all come through, check us out, man. The show gonna wrap up at 7, so you might y'all finish to the show. Y'all come here down St. Charles and come holler at us, baby. Piss Your Pants Radio.
Loy.
And y'all, y'all go follow him. It's T3 Music, T the number 3, MUSIQ. Follow him on Twitter. The number 3, MUSIQ. Follow the dude.
That's
going
Twitter,
places.
That's Instagram.
That's
anything you have. If you still in the MySpace age, it's there.
Y'all can follow that boy Black Planet.
I ain't got all that. But most definitely, y'all follow your boy T3MUSIQ. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Y'all make sure y'all just be safe. Be safe. Love your kids. Love your family. Enjoy this time that y'all have to spend with everybody.
Yo, yeah, so you heard it first. That was your boy T3, you heard me? At T3 Music, you feel me? Man, now this song has got me so many ladies. Telling ladies that I know you and showing them that video that I uploaded of you singing. Wait, kid, go to my page and pull up that video of him singing in the arena.
Oh, man.
Dog, when I tell you these ladies' knees was really, like, really buckling, I've never seen that before in my life, man. This one lady was about to pass out, yo. This dude, the truth, you heard me. And just by him, me knowing him, ladies come at me. Now, oh, you know him? Girl, I'm going to have to talk to you. They don't care nothing about
you.
You're
going to have
pain.
To find me.
Twerk approved. Man, so what you got? What's your very next thing coming up, man?
Like I said, the very next thing that I'm doing right now is I'm about to get ready to drop this single, Walk Away, in January. So I just want everybody to be looking out for that.
You got an exact date?
No, I don't have an exact date, but it's coming in January. Y'all just know it's coming.
Twerk approved.
Till then, everybody just keep getting tipsy.
What's your YouTube page? Because I know you got a lot of covers on YouTube.
Yeah, most of them. If you go on YouTube, you can type in T3 Music, that's T3MUSIQ, or you can type in Trade the Dragon, that's TREDADRAGON, T3 Music or Trade the Dragon. And you can even if you type in Tipsy, Young Shorty featuring T3 Tipsy, y'all gonna see all my covers, all my videos, my webisodes, behind the scenes footage from video shoots and from shows and just anything dealing with me.
Yeah, but trust me, this dude love himself. This dude got so many videos on there, bro. He just making it bad for everybody I know, dog. I'm telling you. I'm gonna stop messing with him, you heard me?
Tell you, I come around him, I don't get no ladies. You
heard me? No, man, it's not like that.
Oh, it's like that.
It ain't like that, man.
Listen to the dude talk. You heard me? No,
man, it's not
this
like
dude
that.
Dude got dudes calling. Oh, yeah, that's bad, man. Yeah. When you got the ladies and the dudes, man, you got everything popping. You heard me? Man, that's a good look. You heard me? Shout out to
my everybody showing love, man. That's all.
Oh man, it's all love, dog. I love that song, bro. Like I'm singing it all day at work. You heard me? I ain't gonna say where I work at, but I'm singing it all day at work. You heard me? I got it in other people's head. Tell them, damn, would you stop singing that, man? I'm tired of hearing it. Like, man,
it's most definitely the Weeknd record, man. It's the Weeknd record. It's whenever you go out to the club, it's not about getting drunk. No, it's about having fun. Tipsy right. is the state of mind of having fun. Not being drunk, not abusing alcohol.
Right.
But just the state of mind where you having fun, where you feeling yourself.
So let me ask you this, bro. What do you do to have fun? Like, do you get enough time to have fun, or is it so busy that you can't, like, you know, just chill, go to the club, and get tipsy?
You know what? You know what? That's a good question. You have to, in the industry, you have to make time.
Right.
You have to make time to have fun, make time to chill, make time to relax, because it's like money. Money never stops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this is something I love, but at the same time, it becomes a business when you want to put everything out there, when you want to sell. You know what I'm saying? It costs money to get people to actually hear your music, to hear your sound. And that's what I want to do. This is who I am, and this is what I'm going to do. So it's probably 1 out of 10 that I actually can get out there and have fun, unless I just say, you know what, hey, no, I'm not feeling this today. Hey, let's just go chill. Let's just chill. Right.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, you gotta find time for yourself. You can't get too stuck up in the hype and working all day. Yeah. You drain yourself, you feel me? So you have to find time to, you know, chill, chillax, or chilling like your boy from ATL.
Chilling. Come on.
Yeah, man. Man.
35 after, man. So give us your Twitter name one more time.
It's T3MUSIQ. That's at T3MUSIQ, T3 Music. Y'all follow me on Instagram. Y'all follow me on Twitter. Y'all check me out on YouTube. Y'all can Google me. I got pictures. I got acting up there. I got pretty much anything you can think of. Just Google me, T3 Music.
All around kids, you heard me? This dude does everything. He ain't lying, man. This dude do everything, dog. You probably see him taking tickets at the door if he's on
stage. Y'all talking about me?
Right before he go on stage, you heard me?
And also for booking, y'all can hit up my manager, Dream Management. Y'all can hit up, that's at Dream, D-R-E-A-M, Management, M-G-M-T. Y'all can hit her up and y'all can book me for anything. I do anything. Shows, birthday parties,
not anything, y'all.
Not anything. Not anything. Not anything.
But he do anything.
Entertainment-wise, I do anything. So y'all just get at me.
Yeah. Give me your booking information one more time, man.
For booking, y'all can hit up my manager, Dream Management. That's DREAMMGMT @gmail.com. Or y'all can hit up on Twitter. Same thing, Dream Management, DREAM. GMT.
What you got? I thought you wanted to finish? You finished?
Oh, yeah. I just ended it wrong.
Yeah, right. I was looking like, I know you finished.
Wait, what are you doing, kid?
So, last week, me and Maul was in the building. So, let you know that we got about 5 requests people want to actually go forward with that prank call. We got like 5 things we was thinking about doing prank calls. He actually did one last week. It was successful.
Yeah, shout out to my homie Zach at Center Plate, so. You heard me? I really upset him. He saw me at the job. He said, I'm going to make you work hard, you heard me? So shout out to the homie Zach, you heard me?
Yeah, that prank call was definitely official. So, I mean, you want to try one today or what?
Yeah, you know, I'm always about that prank call.
So
I'm always about messing up somebody.
Y'all hit us up, man, 865-3635.
They going to have to find me.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Twerk.
Hit us up. Also go to the website, pishapants.com, and I say, on the homepage, they have it to where if you want to prank somebody, me and G-Maw definitely go in and do it like that. And if you want to speak to your boy T in the building, hit us up once again, 865-3635. And make sure y'all download the app. We're going to have videos on the app. After today, you'll see the video of him in the studio, so make sure y'all hit that up. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram, Google it.
Yep.
Make sure y'all do that.
Yep.
Twerk.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so who we gonna call first, kid?
Let's see. I mean, we got a couple of people that's down for it. Maybe some people you got to hit us up. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we have quite a few folks that that submitted info on the victims that they wanted us to prank phone call before our show is out. So we're gonna try to get one in, you know. Oh man, this is gonna be bananas, bro.
Bananas.
Oh man, that dude Zach, I gotta keep shouting out my homie Zach, you heard me. This dude, bro, he was so upset with me, bro. I called him. You have that recording, kid?
I had it, but
that don't count. I called him.
I had it.
And I told him
past tense, hey,
that his ex-wife, which they're not working on things, but I told him that she was going through with the divorce.
Ooh.
And that she wanted to take full custody of the baby, $500 child support and $2,000 spousal support.
Whoa.
When I tell you he flipped out, man, the bleep button didn't work too well. man. Waiting on kid to give me some forms.
So, all right, this is the first one.
All right, who we got here?
Don't say the call, the name, or nothing like that. We got the number. Who we gonna prank?
I like this one.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like this one.
So let's go get it. With that one? Uh-oh.
Live with the sweat hotel.
All right. Twerk. All right, man. We're about to do it.
Let's go. So who we hitting up? What's the name?
Unica. Ringo Unica.
Unica Ringo from Clinton, Louisiana. She's a student. Let me see. So basically it's saying she's hilarious and she will curse anybody out in a second. She has that sweet southern accent. She loves Charlie Wilson and jokes about him being white. Yeah.
What?
And how he's gonna leave his real wife for her. So they say if we can do something with that, that would be epic. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit this call up and see what we can do with this one. So you're doing it or I'm doing it? What, you gonna do it?
Nah, you can do it, kid.
I can do it, huh?
Yeah, I don't.
Charlie Wilson.
Kind of under my, I have a little cold. I can't really get my Charlie Wilson voice on.
Yeah, I bet.
But I know you rock it. So, what we gonna do? We gonna tell her that. Ooh, check this out. We gonna tell her that Charlie Wilson, her dreams came true. He found out about her from listening to a Pisha Pet. No, can't put that in.
Yeah, that's just gonna sound too obvious.
It's too obvious. And I posted it on everybody.
Facebook. Yeah, I seen it.
I don't know what's taking kids so long. He's usually quick on this type of stuff, you know.
I think he broke his fingers.
Yeah, or I ain't gonna say what else it might be.
No, you know I had to turn the call ID off. We don't want him to call back. We don't want him to call him back. We don't want him to call back.
Backspace, delete that.
And we have a second one too, just in case. Let me see if I can pull that one up too. I want to talk a second.
Oh man, kid, bro, you're killing me. Kid just sitting there scrolling through his emails.
Yeah, because I have
like he got so many emails in between.
I'm about to tell you I do.
He is so
dog.
Kid is the smartest, one of the smartest people I know.
Let me tell you.
And this fool, he ain't smart enough to make a separate Piss Your Pants Radio account.
See?
So he got his account under his regular email.
Under my regular email. Just like a brother.
Just like a brother.
We get ready to go ahead and prank call Unica Ringo out of Clinton, Louisiana. And like I said, once again, we're going to try to get this. We can make it seem like she wants some tickets to, Charlie Wilson concert. What?
Charlie want to speak to her personally.
So you won't be Charlie? You won't be Charlie? Well, you got the Charlie voice.
Oh, man, let's do it.
Let's get it.
Hey, girl.
Let's go, y'all.
How you doing?
Prank call session, y'all. We should get an answer.
Okay, I guess.
No answer.
She gonna be like, what number is that calling
me? Try her again.
Right.
That's stalker. Let's call her again.
We're trying to give you
some
free tickets.
Leave a voicemail.
Trying to give you some free tickets here.
Let's get leave her a voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 225-315-1393 is not available.
That's what don't call it, y'all.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
How you doing, Unica? This is Bob from 95.5 out in Dallas, Texas. I want to let you know that you won some tickets to go see boy Charlie Wilson. He's in the studio right now. Charlie, let her know.
Yeah.
That
hey, baby, how you doing? Yeah.
She was supposed to win some tickets, and she's not answering the phone. There is no callback number. Yeah, he wanted to talk to you. You won some tickets. One of your friends signed you up on email online saying that, you know, that you wanted to, you know, basically meet Charlie Wilson in person. This is a VIP session also he having after the concert out in Dallas. And, supposed to be throwing a big old party at Club Vibe out there in Dallas. So, Charlie, let her know all about it, man. I'll tell her how bad she missed out because she ain't answering the phone.
Oh, yeah, baby. I had the VIP's tickets for you.
The VIP tickets for you.
Twerk.
And you ain't even answering your phone. So, we definitely...
And you was going to get a private show.
Ooh.
Why don't you give her a little taste of what she was going to get?
Tell her what
hey,
she
girl.
Uh-oh.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Charlie.
What?
Last name Wilson.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I can take you out, show you a good time, invite you to my house. So here's my number. Charlie, baby.
And that's what you miss.
That's what you miss.
See that? So you can't call back now.
Maybe next month.
Maybe next month. We'll talk to you later, baby. So we back, y'all.
Piss Your Pants Radio, man.
If you have anybody you want to prank, we will do it, man. Hit up the website, Piss Your Pants Radio. I mean, pissyourpants.com, and fill out the app. And we definitely going to go ahead and do that for y'all.
So, and on that note, y'all got to give us some people who going to
answer the phone. Right. See, like, the person
A voicemail won't do much justice.
Give us some folks that won't.
People
that
answer the phone, even on private. If she going to pick up, let her cuss out when she pick up.
You know what?
You got somebody?
Uh-oh.
A successful one? You think so?
He always answers.
Uncle Jamal, let's go.
Uh-oh.
Let's get it.
You know, we got to get this one down right quick.
I got to find a number. And don't think y'all going to get it. I ain't trying to get sued. But, man, this is going to be a good one, bro. This guy, I know he's not listening, so we could rock this. And he always answers his phone. We could give him the same thing. Tell him we thought his name was Jashika. We thought he was a woman instead of a guy. And ask him, do he still want the tickets?
So.
You ready for the number?
I mean, you could just go ahead and put it in.
All right.
We're going to try to be different. Yes, sir.
Different.
Oh.
Different.
Oh.
Yeah. Pull up to the scene.
Oh.
Pull up to the scene. Yeah. Pull up to the scene.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 50491.
Well,
I thought it was. Well, we tried, Jeremy. We're gonna try again next week. Give us some people that you know.
Please do, because be the ones that we have ain't even 7 answering.
PM every Wednesday. Give them all the shout-outs and any other information T3 Music want to let them know.
But yeah, once again, y'all, it's your boy T3, Mr. Tipsy himself. Y'all want to follow me, y'all go on Twitter, y'all go on Instagram, that's at T3 Music, that's T3MUSIQ. Y'all make sure y'all check out that Tipsy video, and y'all let me know what y'all think about it. Once again, shout-out to Team Piss Your Pants, pissyourpants.com. Thanks for everybody who's listening out there. Happy holidays to y'all. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Feliz Navidad. All that good stuff. Whatever you celebrating in the right way by getting tipsy.
Shout out to the homie Kenna Boss on Facebook. You heard me. Soon as I post a video of him singing in the hallway, He was like, dude, I gotta get this boy on the track, you heard me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you gonna see how that work out, you heard me? Like, a lot of people loving it, you heard me? Like, one of my friends out there in Dallas, she's like, oh, man, he goes hard. Like, they loving this, man. But we gonna cut out a little early, you feel me, and head down to Santa Fe.
Yes, sir.
Got a comedy show going on between from 7 to 8, you feel me? Y'all know Santa Fe, where they sell the world-famous Bill Cosby drink. You heard me? Twerk. They 2 for $6 at
yeah. 2 for $6
Uh-oh, Bill Twerk. Cosby.
They the same price as New Amsterdam half pint, you heard me?
Oh,
2 for $6
Exclusive. Yeah.
Woo! They don't have 2 pounds of crawfish and a turkey neck, but you can get your Bill Cosby there. That's the spot. I know everybody been going to daiquiri shops and other bars all over trying to look for the Bill Cosby. There you have it. It's Santa Fe Restaurant on St. Charles. Don't ask me for the address because I don't remember. But y'all head down there to Santa Fe, you did. Get you a couple of Bill Cosbys and enjoy a Team Piss Your Pants comedy show. You know how we do. Let's get these laughs.
You dig it, deal, man.
Get your fill on musical gumbo right here on CrescentCityRadio.com.